Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
Third alarm set for every day at 10:18 a.m. to WVTF Music on TuneIn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast. This week we're going to be delving back into our archives of goodies, and we're going to be addressing a very popular episode dealing with waking up to music as an alarm. And how does that all work, or waking up to different types of material other than just a jingle? Although there's a variety of jingles you can get. What if I wanted to wake up to something else, like, you know, one of those old-fashioned alarm clock radios or CD players, right? How do I do that? So we're going to delve back into our past archives and play that episode for you. For our new listeners, we'd like to welcome you to the podcast. My name is David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill, based here in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia, where pollen is covering everything, and it's amazing. I haven't started coughing and sneezing yet, but it's good to have you here. Now, if you're wondering what our show's about, not only is it nuggetized, usually 5 to 15 minutes long, we cover all sorts of new hardware, new features, new skills. We've covered a lot of AI goodness, going back to episode 278 and some of the beta features connected with that. Feel free to go back and check that out. We cover applications for parents, caregivers, children, seniors. We talk about home automation. We talk about all sorts of things connected with your favorite A-Lady device. And so by all means, I think you'll enjoy. This is one of our very popular episodes, but by all means, go back and check our back catalog as well. For our returning listeners, we'd like to welcome you back as well. We really, really, really appreciate your listenership and you being with us here today. So, before we get into that material in any sort of depth, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then we'll be right back with that archival episode. But until then, let's go to a brief message about our podcast.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a non-profit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
We're going to be zeroing in on a very particular Echo feature, which is relatively new to us recording this, and that is the ability to wake up not to an alarm, but wake up to music. That's right. So you can scare yourself half to death if you want. You can set up some really loud music to wake you up in the morning or whatever. And so it's pretty cool. You can wake up to music. So that's what our focus on our Echo Tip today will be. Now, first off, I want to define a few terms, namely what I mean by music. So you have a number of different ways you can get music on your Amazon Echo that we've discussed in previous podcasts and will likely discuss maybe again in some future podcasts. So one of the ways you can get music for free on your Amazon Echo is having a Pandora account. So you might recall Pandora is an internet radio service that allows you to kind of customize channels and stations to your liking. Say you could have an Elvis Presley channel and things like that. And you will occasionally have commercials, but overall you get to listen to a lot of Elvis Presley or things in the genre of Elvis Presley. So that's Pandora. You also have Amazon Music. So there's Amazon Music Prime, which comes free with Prime listeners. And then also there's Amazon Unlimited Music, which is very powerful as well, where you can listen to pretty much anything in the Amazon catalog. Of course, that has a fee every month, I think, of a minimum of $3.99, and it could be even more than that, depending on if you wanted to listen on more than one device. And there's some other music outlets, but those are the core ones that I think we would discuss today. I will say, though, that I had one student who really wanted a particular album of music. I want to say it was holiday themed. And so she went on to the store, Amazon.com, and bought that album. The digital version of the MP3 is what they call that. That's a term that applies to a digital audio file, an MP3. She bought that whole album, and she instantly had access to it on her Echo, because it's Amazon connects those dots. It knows that you have an Echo. It's linked to this account. And so she could play that album anytime she wanted, or buy multiple albums and maybe make particular playlists of her favorite music. And so that's also something you could draw on as your wake-up music. Additionally, in a previous episode, we talked about on-demand radio, like you could play a local station, like we have a local public radio station, WVTF. You could have that as your music that you wake up to effectively, or in this case, a radio station. All right, so I'm going to demonstrate some of this cool stuff. But first off, I need to have you press your microphone button. This is that time in every episode where you need to press the little microphone button on the top of your unit. That shuts your ears off, and that way, when I'm doing the demonstration here in the studio, your Echo isn't responding at the same time, which that could be kind of confusing. So if you hear that little thump sound I just had, that's what happens when you press the microphone button on the top of your unit that has a little slash through it, and it will turn the top of the unit typically a bright red around the edge, the ring. And as I said, it'll make that thump sound. So I'm going to unmute mine so I can demonstrate here. All right. So the wake up to music feature works a lot like an alarm feature, which would typically ding at you at, say, 6 a.m. But for our purposes, we need to use a specific time. So I'm going to check the time right now here with our Echo. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 10:16 a.m.
Okay, 10:16. So I'm going to set it for 10:17 a.m. Alexa, wake me up to Elvis Presley at 10:17 a.m.
Third alarm set for 10:17 a.m. to Elvis Presley on Amazon Music.
Okay, so we're going to give it a moment here. It should be 10:17 in just a few moments, and that will wake us up to Elvis. Now, just to cover this in more detail, you could also say, wake me up to Pandora, and then I could have said 10:17 a.m. And in just a little bit, we're going to also demonstrate how I could say, wake me up to WVTF radio. Oh, I think we just heard it. There you go. It's
yes,
Elvis.
I'm gonna walk.
Alexa,
oh,
stop.
Oh, Lord,
Alexa, stop. All right, so we just woke up to Elvis. So very powerful feature there. I'm going to show you something additionally you can do, though, here. Let's say I wanted to wake up to WVTF radio, or it could have been Elvis. Doesn't really matter. Here's another phrasing we could use. Alexa, wake me up to WVTF radio.
Alarm for what time?
10:18 a.m. every day.
Third alarm set for every day at 10:18 a.m. to WVTF Music on TuneIn.
Okay, so that was an additional phrase I threw in. You might notice I kept it simple this time. I just said, wake me up to WVTF radio. And instead of specifying the time, I just left that out, and then she came back and asked me. But I added the additional nomenclature where I said every day. So that's pretty powerful. That way I don't have to set it every night. I could set it every day for 6 a.m. to wake me up to Elvis Presley or whatever I really wanted. And so that's pretty powerful as well. All right, so that kind of brings our list of different features there to wake up to music or radio stations to a close. I will say, too, once again, earlier I had specified that you could buy music, or if you had the unlimited music pass, you can curate playlists. So you could have, like, my country western music playlist, or I could have my rock and roll playlist, or it could be very explicit, like I have Dave's Lounge Music playlist is one of mine. And so if you had created one of those on the website, you could also asked Wake Up to Dave's, you know, lounge music or whatever you created the listing name as. So that's pretty cool as well. So once again, we reached that time, the end of our episode, where it's time to turn your microphone back on so you can talk to your Amazon Echo again and start practicing some of the many things that we've learned. I'm David Ward for New Vision, signing off. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.